In this example, I only have the first click and the other four bars, the other 15 beats that consist of beats 2, 3, and 4 of the first bar and the other four beats of the other three bars. It's easier to hear it than it is to say it. Namely, all I have is the first click of this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. I went further into the relaxation. Obviously, this is, you know, this could be considered quite, quote, hard, you know, to only have one click for every four beats. But I relaxed into it, and I even smiled. And then I started to hit, and I knew, like, in the beginning, I was a little shaky, but, towards the end, I knew that I was locked in. And I'm going to do it again even more. I'm going to give a big smile right now. If you think that that's corny, try it at home. Smile while practicing something hard or that you think is hard, and it does wonders. I'm going to give a big smile right now and see if this improves. First, I'm going to look at the metronome to count it myself off. So hang on. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Took a deep breath there. So I'm smiling and I took a deep breath and I'm having so much fun doing this. So it's not a question of, you know, how, for you, it's not a question of how much space should I be leaving in the metronome. How much space can you leave within a groove and still keep along and still keep relaxed? You know, that should be your question. How much space should I leave? As much as you can without getting lost and still staying relaxed. All right?